It's about 9 o'clock in the evening on Monday the... I haven't the faintest idea. I'm Monday in the middle of August. I can never do dates, can I? And maybe I really ought to look them up before I start the boo. But anyway, I just wanted to say a thank you to Balkan's blog. He used to be DFBMBE. Sorry, I'm saying it slowly whilst thinking of what the characters were. David Bailey, who is out there in Bosnia Herzegovina, which is where Mark and I will be in 2 weeks' time. Really looking forward to it. Looking forward to meeting David. Looking forward to seeing Sarajevo and seeing Mostar. Seeing a country which very few people go to, and which a heck of a lot of people seem to have a very fixed idea about. They remember the Balkans conflict of the mid-90s. They remember Sarajevo being the besieged city, the snipers in the hillsides, the tunnel being the only way into the city. They remember all of that, and they think of what a war zone looks like with the shooting, with the minefields, and they forget that 17 years, something like that, has passed, and that Bosnia-Herzegovina is now a very different country. Also, my guidebook and various bits of online literature, if you can have online literature, and indeed David has sort of told me, seeing all of that. Really, this is just a sort of short boo. You might have heard me receiving an injection the other day, which I think is probably the first boo on the subject of this trip. I'm going to hashtag everything, hashtag number 2, BIH14, BIH standing for Bosnia, or some other word that stands for and, Herzegovina, 2 being instead of T-O, see what I did there, and so I'm going to use that in any boos or photographs or videos or writing that I happen to do around the trip. The number of times I've set off on a trip and said, I'm going to write lots about this one, or I'm going to keep an audio diary, or I'm going to do whatever, and I never end up doing anything of the sort, means that I'm not going to make any promises this time. You know me. Well, many of you know me. I can't go anywhere without taking some kind of record of it. So there will be photographs, and there will undoubtedly be recordings and things, but in what order they appear and what they say, I haven't a clue at this moment. Very, very much looking forward to meeting David, having listened to him for pretty much as long as I've been on Audio Boo. He was one of the first people I started following, and he was one of the first people who followed me back in the days when I originally thought I was just going to use it as a let's show the world what it's like to work a guide dog and then post my training diaries and that sort of thing. And it was before there was any kind of joined up VI community. There were other VI people on Audio Boo, Fee has reminded me on many an occasion before. She was on Audio Boo before me, but there wasn't quite this sort of sense of a community that I think we have now. As I say, David was one of the first people to follow me and for me to follow, and that was shortly before he went out to Afghanistan to do various radio-y things. I think it was media, social media, stroke radio-y things out there, if I remember it rightly. I may have that wrong. And he did some quite interesting recordings from the big airbase there, the name of which escapes me right this moment. Is it Bagram, possibly? Or is that in Iraq? So, apologies, my knowledge of Afghanistan is maybe not what it ought to be. So it's a good job that I'm going to Bosnia-Herzegovina. I'm going to keep on saying it, or I should be saying Bosnia and Herzegovina, maybe. Which, I have to say, has scared enough people who know me, who are still of that view, that that it must be a pretty dangerous place to go to. I have to say, actually, if you read the Foreign Office advice, the worst things are pickpockets, which we have an abundance of in central London anyway. Not that we should be blasé about it. I will take appropriate precautions, as I would when travelling anywhere. And the floods, and I have been set right on the flooding situation by Mr. Bailey. Yes, I'm sort of slowly running out of things to say, aren't I, really? In the next couple of weeks, I will do other boos, looking forward to what we're going to be doing. And then when out there, undoubtedly, there will be a boo or boos from David, assuming that he makes it down to Sarajevo okay. And there'll be boos from me. And very much looking forward to it all. So bye for now.